Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The day after Labor Day is when most schools throw open their doors and welcome students back after summer vacation. This year, however, Labor Day is on September 7th, later than most years. So those schools that stick to the traditional academic calendar are getting a late start. This may mean a later than usual end to the school year next summer. To find out more, we're talking this morning with Paul Andrews. He is the Director of Professional Development and Government Services at the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents. Paul Andrews, thanks for speaking with Morning Edition.
Welcome to us.
How will the delayed start this year affect the 2009-2010 school year for those schools that are starting post-Labor Day?
Frankly, you're seeing a lot of schools are beginning before Labor Day to have orientations plus professional development time with the staff before the opening of school, and then several are going to be in school, let's say, on Wednesday and Thursday before Labor Day, and then obviously take that Friday off for a chance to relax before the opening day on Tuesday.
Roughly what percentage of schools is sticking to the traditional academic calendar, and what percentage is starting early?
Somewhere between a third and a half are starting prior to Labor Day for those kind of meetings that we talked about. And that has been growing to a certain extent over the past several years anyway.
Why have some schools opted to reopen before Labor Day?
The importance here and the focus should be on time on learning and to get as much time into the school year early. There is a lot of schools that do want to start early as opposed to running too late in the school year. That does get to be a serious problem. Many of our schools are not able to handle the heat of the late May, June type situation. So the earlier you get going, the better off you are, plus the number of snow days, you can't predict that, so you need to focus in on getting yourself started. And there's been an emphasis to do that. But they also want to have families have the Labor Day weekend to kind of relax.
There are typically 180 days in the school year.
That is correct.
With 4 or 5 days built in for cancellations.
That is correct.
What if H1N1 hits particularly hard this fall and winter, or bad weather causes more cancellations than the days allotted? Could students be in school through the end of June, maybe into July next year?
No, I don't see them going into July. I don't see that happening. Is it possible? Of course, everything's possible, but there's a lot of efforts going on right now among the superintendents talking about guidelines relative to the H1N1 virus. There's definitely going to be a stronger emphasis on restricting the amount of school closures this year.
Does effective learning take place into late June when traditionally classes are winding down? Students are perhaps slipping into that summer vacation mode.
Oh, I think you're right. I think that there's a real problem with that. You certainly see a reduction in focusing, shall we say, in the months of June and even some of the late May months.
We're talking about the end of the year, late May, June high temperatures. What if we have what we're having this week, 90-degree temperatures on those first few days of school for those that start early this fall? Will schools be prepared to hold classes in such heat?
One cannot predict the weather in New England too well, so I would say to you, we hope it's not like that. I think there'll be every effort made to vent the schools in the evening, afternoon hours to bring in a refreshed air for the following day.
Paul Andrews, thanks for speaking with us.
Are you entirely welcome, Dolores.
Paul Andrews is the Director of Professional Development and Government Services at the Massachusetts Association of School Superintendents.